Welcome all fathers here on this Father's Day Sunday. Also, I welcome John Gunan from Wagga, who will speak about the Catholic missions at the end of Mass. Our Lord makes it very clear that to follow him, and to follow him means salvation, we must pick up our cross. He must be number one priority in our life, even with regards to family members. And there's no closer personal bond we can have with our own families. Even our own families must take second place to Christ in our life. He must be the number one priority. We follow not individuals or this movement or that ideology, but the person of Jesus Christ. And Christ on earth was crucified. So we follow a crucified Christ, or Christ with his cross. And he says, if you want to be a follower, that's what the word disciple means, imitate me, pick up your cross. Of course, many people have crosses caused by their own choices, dumb mistakes, or addictions in life create crosses of their own making. But beside that, we all have an allotted cross of suffering, perhaps physical or psychological, perhaps emotional, that we'll have to bear at some stage. And we can only bear it in Christ and with Christ and through Christ. And so our Lord says, don't drag it, don't use it as a crutch, pick it up daily, and I'll give you the grace to bear it. As I bore my cross for you, you now bear your cross for me. And that's why in all Catholic churches we have crucifixes, because we're proud of the crucifix. It brought us salvation, opened heaven, and gave us grace for all eternity. But apart from that, it's a reminder also that we will not have a perfect life of pleasure, comfort, and ease in this world. It's not meant to be. That's meant to come in the next world, where our soul has joy forever, where our heart has happiness forever, and where our body has pleasure forever. That's awaiting us to the faithful. Meanwhile, we have to bear the cross and imitate the saints. One person who is worthy of imitation is going to be canonised and listed with the saints today, and that, as you know, is Mother Teresa. 10 o'clock in Rome today, she will be canonised by Pope Francis. She died at the age of 87 in 1997. She was short in stature, but big in heart. She came from Albania, became a nun in the Loreto order, a teaching order, and ended up in India. And there, God gave her a cross. The cross for the poor. Imitate me. Bear this for me, Teresa. And she did. Her life wasn't an easy one, spiritually speaking, but also she had issues with the culture. She had issues with nuns. She had issues with the mindset in India, which is still there today, the caste system, which we can't really fully understand in this country. She did. And she never let it sway her from bearing the cross, which she loved most of all. And she bore that cross because she prayed so much. The missionaries of charity get up about 4:20 in the morning so that they can pray, they can absorb Christ and the cross in their prayer. And then that gives them the ability to love the poorest of the poor. They don't do it for the people's sake, they do it for Christ's sake. And that enables them to do it. Otherwise, they'll give up. Their human motivation would fall short by lunchtime. But they're motivated by their love of Christ. They've been with him in prayer, and then they'll return to in prayer before going to sleep. It's a strict order, the Missionaries of Charity, that which she founded, and it's a flourishing order because it gives. And it gives until it hurts. Mother Teresa, who's a saint as of today, was known for her holiness in her own life, and the world acknowledged her great work. She received the Nobel Peace Prize, I think, in 1997. So in 1978. And then a few years later, She was invited by Harvard University to give a speech at graduation night. She was flown over, and she was introduced as this humble nun from such a poor country, India. And she would change the tables. She began by saying, "Yes, I come from a poor country, but America is also very poor, spiritually poor. Yes, we feed the hungry, but there are hungry here in America, hungry for the word of God. Yes, we do clothe the naked, and many people here need to be clothed. They've lost their dignity and respect." And she'd go on to unpack certain moral issues. She would condemn promiscuity and encourage people to remain faithful and be chaste. And then she said, "And we have a terrible error in this country, the worst evil, abortion." At the end of her talk, which wasn't long, she received a standing ovation. Not because everyone agreed at Harvard University, they certainly didn't agree with all the moral issues she addressed, but they did acknowledge who she was. A holy person. A person who spoke with power because she bore within the presence of God. We therefore ask her intercession that we too might bear that presence and bear our cross faithfully each day. Praise be Jesus Christ.